That was Blue Flowers off a CD called Watercolor Ghost Town. And the song we heard was Float. And they are going to be playing with DeWinde Saturday night at the Kedju Cafe. Well, it is 5 o'clock. Time to remind you that you are listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves, 89.3 on your FM dial. This is the Motor Live Drive, where we bring in a live band every week. And this week, we've got the David Gerald Blues Band. They've been playing around the area, and they've got a couple gigs coming up this weekend, so we're going to be talking to them in just a few minutes. In the meantime, well, let me try to squeak in another song or two. How about Green Street? They're playing at Fishbones in Greektown both Friday and Saturday night. Here we go with Crushed Eyeliner by Green Street.
Then a part of me so sad, tear apart the perfect that I want. If I burned a heart and left soaked up trust, that nothing I give be left of dust. Tear me apart. What's the tender we share will be gone soon. Bandages you pour salt on this fresh open wound. Like every time before, I'm so confused. Now the band's sitting in front of me, broken and used. But everything's still there. That won't come back together. If only you would please back what you took from me. Against the shore, only to recede away and return nevermore. Like a promise left unsatisfied, it's not so plain to see. The song is all she wanted. She never wanted me. But everything's still there. That won't come back together. If only you would please back what you took from me.
She's walking right.
Green Street, crushed eyeliner. Now she's gone. Well, she's gone. Almost time to go. There's still a few technical problems to work out. Green Street will be playing Friday and Saturday night at Fishbones down in Greektown. Now, Sterling was here a little earlier, and we were talking about the new Center Park Fall Festival that's happening this starting in a matter of minutes. The band will be going on. But, oh, well, I was going to play a little bit of Electric Lion, but it looks like we are good to go. So I will pod that back down and bring up the headphones in the studio. And I believe we are just about ready to go live. Are you ready, Mr. White?
Yeah,
just a minute. Oh. Okay. In the studio today, we have a blues band. So we are going to be talking to them in just a minute or a minute. Here we go.
That's right. We're here on the Motor Live Drive at 5, right here with the David Gerald Blues Band. Whoa, we got the blues here in Dearborn today. David, are you there?
I'm here, man.
Whoa, he is. All right. Hey, what are you going to start off with us for?
We're going to do a song called My Guitar, if you don't mind.
Take it away.
Let's do it, Luke.
Walking up the street to the sound of the fellas jamming in a rock and blues band. Just about the time I got close enough to see you, knew I'd hit the promised land. Oh, don't it matter, wouldn't know it. Jamming on them good times, getting down, down, down. Jamming on the board, people playing chords, the drummer wouldn't mess it up. Oh, I jam with them with my guitar. Oh yeah, I rock with them with my guitar. I play the blues with them with my guitar. Sitting in my car at the light at Madison Court, listening to the radio. Damn, good, you hit your heart.
The David Gerald Band. Whoa!
Thank you so much.
Come on now, yeah. Oh,
Boy, imagine our surprise when we were listening to it for the first time and we heard you were driving in your car listening to WHFR.
Absolutely.
We told our production manager, and she said, well, it's a good thing he wasn't driving in a truck.
I get that, too. Say, we heard you on WHFR, and we came to see you guys, so just so you know.
Oh, cool.
All right. In fact, would you like to introduce your band?
I would like to introduce my band. My wonderful band that makes it happen, because you know what? I would not be here if these guys were not here, so... Because I don't do solo stuff.
Wow.
So they're very important. They're just as important as I am to this band. So I want to introduce my bass player, Mr. Bob Bennett on the bass.
All right.
Tracy LeBlanc on the drums.
Hey.
On the keys, I'm sorry. And we have Lou on drums. Please give it up for the David Giroux Band, y'all. I appreciate y'all listening in. I know you're there listening, and you guys have been supporting us so much. So we appreciate it.
Well, we always like to support the people that try and support us as well. So, hey, and you have. You came out and did a benefit for us last year.
Absolutely.
So it's all we can do is come on, bring you on, and let you do your thing.
It's my pleasure to do it.
And what thing are you going to do next?
We're going to do what we do best. We're going to play the blues for you.
All right.
A song called I'll Play the Blues for You.
Blue. Now, I hope you don't mind.
That's it.
The David Gerald Band right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Woo!
Wee! Thank you guys.
Oh, in fact, it's an old Albert King song, isn't it?
It is an old Albert King song that we decided to do DGB style.
Oh, you made it sound real nice.
Thank you.
Some of the audience in here was asking about that one, so... It was
wonderful.
Greatly appreciated.
Well, we appreciate you having us, so we're going to do our best all day.
Now, what's the best way for people to get a hold of the David Gerald Band?
Well, davidgerald.com, DAVIDGERALD.com is the best way. If you're not doing the internet, the best way is just to call, I guess, 734-673-6174. If you're listening online, you know where to go. But if you're listening on the radio, you know, just give us a call. We'll be there.
That's right. And the station does take no responsibility for that.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. And you're also on Facebook, aren't you?
Yeah, we're on Facebook. I don't even remember the URL for that. But you can, you know, search us on that. We're on MySpace. You know, all of that. Yes.
Yeah. If you just type in David Gerald, it'll all pop right up. You got quite a lineup there of sites. You played I Play the Blues for You. And you guys are playing the blues this weekend. I understand you got a gig.
Yeah, we're doing. We're going to be out in Oxford, playing at a vet hall or a vet room. You know, from 8 to 12. Hope you guys can come out and check it out. I don't remember exactly the location off the top of my head, but if you can check out the website or give us a call, we'll give you the info.
In fact, it's the Oxford American Legion Hall. So if you're out that way, just stop on in. It's a small town, so I'm sure you'll find it.
So hopefully we do.
All right. Well, why don't we just keep the music rolling along?
All right. We're going to do a song called How I Feel because we're feeling good about being here.
Oh, yeah.
At Henry Ford Community College. Thank you guys so much. You do a great job. It's a wonderful school. And I hope you produce the greatest and the best, the next president.
You never know.
Thank you guys. It goes like this.
you're rocking the house tonight.
All
right. Oh, you are rocking the house here. In fact, that had a little bit of a Stevie Ray Vaughan feel to it.
Definitely was an influence for that song, you know. We've had folks come up to us and go, man, y'all really rock that. That Texas blues sound. You really rock it, and could you do something original along that line? I said, well, I don't know how many chords we can do that's original, but we'll try, and that's what we came up with.
Yeah, that is an original number.
It is.
And in fact, really, for blues, you got kind of a history in it. Yeah, you were.
Yeah, my folks, you know, came up here, gosh, was it the 40s, I think? It was a long time ago, and, you know, to get out of the sharecroppers and get out of the cotton fields out of Mississippi and to try to give, you know, their kids and us, you know, an opportunity to do what I'm doing here now. So I think my mom's and dad is listening. So I love you guys, and thank you for bringing me up to the D. Really appreciate it. I love Mississippi, too. But thank you. I know, you know, it's all good. And without the Mississippi blood, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing the way that I'm doing it. So thank you guys. And thank Mississippi, too.
All right. And we have to thank the David Gerald Band for coming on in today. In fact, why don't we just keep this music rolling through?
Good a deal.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
We're going to do a thing called Thrill Is Gone. I'm sure most of the audience out here knows this.
Yeah, but you do it a little different way.
Yeah, we do it the DGB style.
All right.
And we hope you like our take on it. Classic song. Goes like this.
Thank you. see LeBron with the keys.
The David Gerald Band.
Wow.
Here. Woo! In fact, David, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Got a question. Can you sing the blues without your hat on?
No.
No.
Now my tape is running.
Oh. Oh.
But what I can do.
All right, there we go.
There
yeah, we got to keep those headphones on and still sing the blues.
Somehow.
All right. All right, yeah, he's a sharp dresser here. He's got to make sure he's got his blues hat on. He's got his linen shirt to keep the, yeah, and this hot day. He's got those black slacks with the leather belt and those fat leather shoes.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know how many people are listening, but this is the secret. So don't tell anybody about this.
Uh-oh.
Without the hat, I lose my mojo.
Oh, no, we can't have you losing your mojo. No way.
You know, with a little mojo I got, it's gone without the hat.
Okay, well.
Hey, ask my girlfriend. She'll tell you. Leave your hat on, brother.
All right.
Okay, baby. I know you're listening.
All right.
All right.
Whoo-wee. Now, you've got a couple other shows going on. You've got, you're up in Oxford tomorrow, on Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday, you're at the Oxford American Legion Hall.
Yeah, so earlier than normal, you know, 8 to 12, we're gonna try and do our best, of course, for the veterans.
Yeah, and then in October, you've got some things going on. You got McNasty's in New Boston on the 16th.
Yeah.
And then in November, you're at the Ford Yacht Club in Gros Isle.
Don't misunderstand. I don't have a yacht. That's Bob's friends.
In fact, I think I've been there. It's nowhere near the water.
Those are Bob's buddies.
It's on the other side of the water.
Yeah. Just not yacht yet.
Yeah.
Yes. Indeed.
And then you're back and hopefully you'll be back at the Double Olive here in Dearborn. You were there about 2 weeks ago.
And I hope to see you there too.
Oh, friend. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but they want to have us back in fall winter season, so.
Well, we'll keep up to date on when you're coming back to town.
Cool.
Got a question for you. The name of your CD is Hell and Back. Is there a story behind the title?
Yeah, there is a story behind that thing. You know, it's funny because I wrote it thinking back to like the late 70s and maybe early 80s, but mainly late 70s, thinking about how hard it was in my neighborhood back then economically.
Mm-hmm.
And watching, you know, our young people, you know, make choices. Some of the choices were better than others to try to feed the family and do what they needed to do. But it kind of, I don't know how, you know, I don't know, life goes around in a solid circle, I guess. And now that people are wearing the same clothes I used to wear in the 80s, we have the same issues today, you know. And it sort of just fit to go ahead and follow through with that song. And that's so hard for me to do and to think about. But I wanted to tell us, we wanted to tell the story about that. And that's what it's about. You know, it's tough. It's tough for a lot of people, and everybody doesn't have the support system that some folks have to get through. So I wanted to write about it, what they do.
Well, our blues director, Joanne Korchenska, is a pretty tough critic, and she wrote on this one, All Good. And
she's awesome.
And the name, again, it's David Gerald. And I understand that you guys have some CDs that you're willing to give away to callers?
Yeah, we have like three of the Hell and Back CD, and we have two of the Motor City Rhythm and Blues sampler that we'd like to offer to the listeners if they're so kind to call in.
Okay, so you can call in right here at 313-845-9676 or toll free if you're on the internet. That's 800-585-4322, extension 9676. Hit option 1 to get into the studio, and we'll take down your information and send it right out. Now, the sampler he's talking about is the Big City Rhythm and Blues sampler called, what is the name of that? It's called...
It's Spy in the House of Love.
Oh, it's the newest one,
How much
isn't
better
it?
Can you get than that?
That's right. So we've got those available for our listeners right here. In fact, I know you weren't planning on doing Hell and Back yet, but why don't we just... Could you give that a try?
Sure, we'll give it a roll. You guys ready to do it?
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back. to laugh at me. What he can do. He had a job at the foundry.
Okay, very nice.
Thank you so much.
And Tracy's organ there, the sound samplers that were in there, that's a great effect because I know it's on the CD that way, yes. But to actually know you can do that live.
Indeed. Thank you.
Tracy LeBlanc on...
Tracy.
...on keys. It gives a real mellow, full sound to your music. Great.
She is the spinal cord of the band. She makes it all go, so she's so important to us. Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And this next tune is a song, you know, we decided to call Postman. It's a song about, you know, I don't know, what did they call it, a double entendre kind of thing where, you know, Bob Bennett shows up at the front door, you know, with a package and...
We deliver.
And he delivers the goods, and the song is dedicated to Bob Bennett.
Thank you. misunderstand. Oh, what I deliver, it's very close at hand. I put my stamp on it, so when I get to your block, I'll be at your house and for my baby.
The David Gerald Band, right here at the Motor Live Drive at 5 studios. That's Tracy LeBlanc on keyboards, Bob Bennett on bass, and Lou the drummer.
No last name?
Yeah, Lou on drums.
Lou on drums.
We got Tracy LeBlanc, Tracy.
Great name.
Wonderful Tracy, and Bob Bennett on that bass.
And bringing it all together is the David Gerald.
Yeah, we got our documentary right here. I call him my chronicler, Mr. C. White, videotaping us tonight. So hopefully it's okay to put this on our website.
Oh, yes,
oh,
it is.
Of course.
Please.
And I want to do a shout out to Bonnie from Old Redford, who says you guys are coming in loud and clear and it sounds good.
Wonderful. Thank you, Bonnie.
Oh, she won the CD.
Excellent.
We got another one here. If someone wants to call at 313-845-9676, option one gets you into the studio. Give us a call. We've got CDs to give away.
Or 800-585-4322, extension 9676. Option one gets it right in.
One question about the Oxford American Legion. Is that for members only, or is that going to be open to the public?
It's open to the public, absolutely.
And that's happening this Saturday night.
We all appreciate our vets, and we all want to come out if you're in the area to support these guys, because it's really a benefit for them. So come on out.
That's right. In fact, Kim Wilson lives out in Oxford, so you never know who might show up.
Man, come on, bring your harp, Kim. Bring it out, man.
All right. He quite often does, so you never know. In fact, you've got about 12 minutes left.
Okay.
So I just want to keep you up to date and put out what you want to put out.
All right. We're going to kick a little song called a little song we put together. Actually, we do our take on it. It's called She Caught the Katie. It's not original necessarily, but it's a
traditional.
It's a traditional that we did at DGB, and DGB as in the David Gerald Band. So hopefully you like the DGB style on this song.
My baby alone, my baby she's tall, she's a time.
Yeah, the David Gerald Band right here. Oh, wee! And he's got his mojo right on. Oh, yeah.
It's floating on top of the headphones. It's nice.
All right, we want to remind everybody you can get a hold of David Gerald Band at davidgerald.com. That's DavidGerald.com. You can also get him on Facebook and everywhere else.
Oh, yes. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for giving us this showcase and spending a whole hour of your day with the band. I mean,
hey, that's only because we have nothing but the finest bands in Detroit right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5.
Well, I'm glad to be counted. We're glad to be counted as one of those bands.
Yeah.
And people can always check out the podcast afterwards. This streams live, and you can go to the WHFR website, and it'll be there. You can also link it to your website or a Facebook page, and I'll do that with some photos, so it'll be up there, and people will be checking it out.
Lou even said he's going to get his internet on to check this one out.
All right. And we want to remind you, next week we'll be having the Ruiners right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5.
Reminds me of the person who first met my first girlfriend, the Ruiners. ain't that something? All right, I got to check them out, see if I recognize any of them. I'm just playing around. Thing called Stay. Without you,
Band right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. We've got to thank one more person.
One more person. Betty called from Detroit. She said you guys sound good. She's getting the CD. I want to thank you guys for coming in today. This week is Peace Week on the theme of this week's music, and I can't think of a better band, better blues, you know, to fulfill the peace. It's good for your soul, that's for sure.
Thank
so
you
guys,
thank you, Margaret,
you
so much.
Fit the build perfectly this week for our theme. And you're the David Gerald Band. You're going to be playing Saturday night in Oxford at the Oxford American Legion Hall.
Yes. And you can check them out at davidgerald.com.